Yeah, man.
Surprised a few people. Why did you make that decision to hold at 30, first of all, and then take Jimmy Ward there?
Well, I mean, we explored a lot of opportunities, you know, the possibility of moving up. We even explored the possibility of moving back, but felt really good about Jimmy through the whole process. From the fall grades on, we had this guy ranked very highly as a football player and feel he's a good fit for this team, this organization, and what we're going to ask of him.
What are you going to ask him to do? I don't know, do you
compete?
Well, but beyond that, I mean, it looks like you don't have a real immediate need for a safety, but you do have a need for a nickel corner. Is that, do you view that as being his primary role, at least initially?
Well, I think he showed through the process that he can cover in the slot. He was used there quite a bit in Northern Illinois' defense. He also showed down at the Senior Bowl that he can do that. So we're very confident in his cover ability, yet very impressed with the way he plays the game physically. He's a very physical football player. Don't mistake the size for lack of toughness, because it's not the case. He's energetic. He's got a short memory. And a highly competitive young man that's kind of beat the odds his whole career. So we're excited to have him.
He started off 14 games his senior year as a strong safety. Was it kind of more of a traditional strong safety position at Northern Illinois?
Well, if you look at the film, he plays a lot in the slot. He's used quite a bit down there covering. He's lined up all over the place. He's lined up in the slot. He's played outside a little bit. Played in the free safety position and also played in the strong safety position. Very versatile player and a very smart football player.
How important is physicality for a slot cornerback in your defense?
Very. You know, those guys need to be able to tackle. They need to be able to blitz. They need to be able to hold up in the box. And, you know, you look at the difference, you know, between Goldson and Whitner. Goldson was a little taller, a little bigger. Whitner a little shorter. I mean, dynamite comes in all packages, and this is a young man that's proven that he's been able to hold up physically, play a physical style football, and also have the rare traits to be able to go down and cover. So there's just a lot of versatility to his game, and the fact that he can play it physically and play it mentally is extremely important.
Where did he rank in college football as far as guys who play the slot, play the nickelback position?
Rank for who?
Guys, like, how did you view him among all the guys in this draft to be able to push inside and play the nickel?
Do you honestly think I'd tell you what my board looked like?
I expect you to.
Yeah, wrong. You won't get that answer. You know, highly. Obviously, we had him ranked very high, Matt. In order to make that pick at 30, we had him ranked very highly at that position.
You said that Jim talked too about his tackling style, the way he can play physically as well as mental. Sounds almost like you're describing Whitner that way. Is it a fair comparison or not?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of they're totally different players, you know, Mark. To be honest with you, I mean, Jimmy's a guy that probably has more cover ability, a guy that can line up as a corner in the slot and cover guys. And where Witt was, you know, also a very physical presence. So, you know, they're different style of player.
Could you compare his style to anybody else's?
Well, once again, what he's going to be asked to do is he's going to be asked to compete for a spot, right? That's the number. We got some good football players on this team that are going to be competing for that nickel role as well. And he's going to come in, and we're going to expect him to learn the nickel position. We're going to expect him to learn the safety position. And how he fits into the scheme, that's going to be up to the coaches and what they feel is going to ultimately be his best fit. But we're very confident in his ability to cover, work inside, and also play the safety positions, both strong and weak.
With so many teams running three wide receiver sets, is that nickel position evolving in a sense where instead of just sticking a corner there, you want maybe a guy with the skills of a safety to come in and play the run? Is that position evolving?
Well, if you just look at last year statistically, the last 2 years, our nickel's been on the field over 60% of the time. So that's a starter in our opinion. You know, that's a guy that's going to get a lot of play time, and he's going to get an opportunity to compete for that spot.
Couple more.
When will he be able to join the team with his foot as he recovers from his foot?
Yeah, we have no concern over his foot. He'll be full go with training camp. He's going to come in. He'll be in here tomorrow, and you know, that'll be up to the doctors and everything else. But very confident that he's going to be able to get going fairly soon and start to work through the off-season program and be fully, you know, 100% for training camp.
Would he be able to just report here and be in the building?
Yes.
Yes.
Sunday.
Sunday.
You know,
for the duration.
Yeah, he'll be able to be here for the duration. And I'd have to go ahead.
I was going to ask, do you want your outside guys, will they be in competition to be the nickel as well, like Carlos did, or do you want them just to concentrate on outside and have a group of guys competing at nickel solely?
Well, that's a good question, but probably a better question for the coaches. But in terms of versatility, you want your guys to be able to do as much as possible. So, you know, he's a young man that's not probably going to be competing for outside playing time. He's going to be competing for that nickel spot and safety. And then the rest of the corners will be competing for every spot.
You mentioned just pondering the possibility of trading back. How seriously did you think about that? And I guess it's one of the factors, you weren't sure how much longer Ward was going to be there?
Yeah, I mean, we had concern. We had a couple inquiries about the possibility of trading back, and just didn't feel good about it. You know, this is a young man that we felt really good about. We're confident in the pick in terms of if we were sitting at 30 and this young man was there, felt the value was there.
Trent, looking at the wide receivers that are left in this draft after the first round, do you feel pretty good that there's going to be a lot of options for you in the second and third round there?
We feel good about the wide receiver core all the way through the draft. We feel there's going to be value to be had at every level. And that is one of the positions that we feel felt all along that was had some depth to it.
Anything else?
I'll just try this, but so many reports linked you to Odell Beckham, and you went 12, which is, you know, could be pretty steep as far as a trade up. Can you offer any insight if that was a person of interest?
We certainly liked him as a football player, no doubt about it. But as you mentioned yourself, the price of doing business when you're trying to move from 30 up into near the top 10 or close to the top 10 becomes pretty stiff. And you're giving up a lot of football players to go get one football player. And if you look at history, that's a lot of time works against you.
Jimmy was saying he visited about 8 or 9 teams. Did you fear that somebody was going to hop up, or did you figure that they had them down their boards?
Well, I think as you guys do a little more research, you're going to find out, going back to Matt's first question, you know, we aren't alone in the thought process of this young man. There was a lot alike for this guy. As you mentioned, he took 8 visits. He's a guy that a lot of people got their eyes on at the Senior Bowl. You don't get invited to the Senior Bowl out of Northern Illinois unless you've caught the attention of a lot of people. So, good catch. So he's a young man that people had on their radar for a long, you know, the whole process from the beginning of the fall on.
Included in any special teams?
We hope so. You know, we hope so. All of our guys, we'd like them to, you know, get out there and compete, you know, and what better way to compete and show your competitiveness than to line up on special teams regardless of when you were drafted.
Was there anything said during the interviews that stood out that made you feel even better about picking?
Well, when we had him in here and visited with him, he's just a young man that, and you'll get a chance to meet him, like I said, tomorrow. He's got energy. You know, he's a bright-eyed guy. He's got a great smile. He's very confident. The stage isn't going to be too big for him. And if anything, we'll probably have to pull the reins back a little bit. This guy loves to compete. He loves the game of football. And as we said earlier, he shows that in the way he plays and the intelligence that he plays with.
Yeah, but MAC obviously is a joke conference, but sometimes with guys from smaller schools, you've really focused on how they played against, you know, elite competition. I know we played in Orange Bowl, obviously. I mean, were there a couple of games that stood out to you where, you know, he played that type of competition and played well?
I think if you look at the film, he plays well week in and week out. You know, I don't remember watching a bad game on him. And that's something that really stuck with us, and it stuck with our scouting department as they were going through the fall. Because one of the things you do when you get into draft meetings in the position that I'm in is you ask, what game stands out? What game do you want me to put on for the room to watch? And both guys that had looked at him in the fall said, pick one. You know, he's the same guy week in and week out. And that's something that you learn to respect as an evaluator, because a lot of times that isn't the answer you get. You get, well, you're going to have to look at him in this game or this game if you want to like him. Don't look at him in this game if you don't want to. This is a guy that just pick a tape and feel pretty good about that, that he's been the same guy week in and week out.
Did you see him playing for a time?
Have I seen him? I did see him play in person. Yes. No, it was the it was in Detroit. It was I think it was Bowling. Yeah, it was Bowling Green game in Detroit. I think it was a conference championship game. Yes.
Obviously, body changes when he gets older, but is it going to be a sticking point for him to change his body to add some weight as he gets to this level?
Well, I think if you look at some of the great safeties, you know, go take a look at Ed Reed's card, and I'm not comparing this young man to Ed Reed, okay, but when you talk about height, weight, and speed and stuff like that, you start looking at, you know, all the safeties that have played and played very well at this level, you know, his card stacks right up in there. Are we going to ask him to gain a little weight and get stronger? We ask that of all of our guys.
He ran on that back foot at his pro day,
he was saying. I mean, yeah, he and I believe he made a quote at some point. The reason he ran was he wanted to prove he could run in the 4.4s with a bad foot. Because if you look at him against Dre Archer, a guy that was confirmed 4.19, he ran step for step with him and picked off a pass in the end zone. So he did it because he's a competitor. And wanted to show that he could run.
You took that into account, thinking with a good foot, those numbers would be even better.
Well, once again, I go back to the film, and we do as evaluators. You go back to the film, and you know the guy can either run on film or he can't. And we felt very confident that he could run on film. Do I believe he's faster than a 4.48? Yeah, I think he would be, you know. But how fast is he? Fast enough to get it done.
Randy wanted to compete on a bat with an injury.
We love competitors, you know. And this is a guy that you're going to get that week in and week out. You're going to get a guy that loves the game of football and loves to compete, not afraid to get beat, and is going to keep coming. And in this game, that means something.
You look down the future, down the road with him, is it possible he could be a starting cornerback in the NFL for this game?
Well, I think I said that earlier, Matt, that you know, we aren't looking at him outside as a corner. Not saying he can't. We don't put any restrictions on players around here. You know, the sky's the limit, right? Dream big. And this is a young guy that initially we expect him to come in and you know, you can't, as a young guy, you can't learn the safety position, the nickel position, and the outside. You got to concentrate somewhere. So initially, he's going to be focused on the nickel position and the safety position.
All right. Great. Thanks, Trent.
Thanks.